From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan with new music from Bjork, plus Buena Vista Social Club singer Ibrahim Ferrer, a jazz trio does Bach, and a very special bear making songs with love and care. Bjork's latest CD is called Volta. She wanted the name to imply a sense of urgency and energy. And if the name alone doesn't do it, the songs certainly do. It's not an overtly political album, but Bjork does examine what she sees as the state of the world, particularly war and the human impact on the environment. Volta is distinctly international as well. Bjork collaborated with West African kora player Tuamani Diabati and the Congolese rhythm band Konono No. 1 for some of the tracks, making what she calls tribal beats. You can hear all of this on the opening track, Earth Intruders.
Thank you. Hey, earth intruders, muddy with twigs and branches, marching voodoo.
Bjork from her upcoming CD Volta. That was the opening track, Earth Intruders. That cut was produced by hip-hop producer Timbaland. Volta is Bjork's sixth studio album, comes out May 7th. Be sure to listen to All Things Considered that week for an interview with Bjork from reviewer Will Hermes. The Afro-Cuban singer Ibrahim Ferrer found fame late in his life. Born in the 1920s in Cuba, Ferrer spent most of his life poor and living in obscurity. He sang with various bands and took on odd jobs to care for his wife and 11 children. But everything changed in the late 1990s when guitarist Ry Cooder and Juan de Marcos Gonzalez put together the Buena Vista Social Club. It was a stunning album of traditional Cuban music that featured, among others, the voice of Ibrahim Ferrer. With sales in the millions, the album and later a documentary film by Wim Wenders brought Ferrer sudden international acclaim. Before Ferrer died in 2005, he entered the studio one last time to fulfill a dream. He wanted to make an album of boleros, the most romantic of the Latin genres. With the Buena Vista Social Club, he mostly recorded rumbas and other more up-tempo songs. Ferrer's posthumous release, out next week on Nonesuch, is called Mi Sueño, My Dream. It's full of romance, love, and beauty. The opening track is Dos Almas.
Dos almas que en el mundo había unido Dios. Dos almas que se amaban, eso éramos tú y yo. Por la sangrante herida que nuestro amor dejó, nos dábamos la vida como jamás se dio. Un día en el camino que cruzaba nuestras almas, surgió una sombra de odio que nos apartó a los dos. Y desde aquel instante mejor fuera morir, ni cerca ni distante podemos ya vivir.
Algo se interpone en nuestro camino, amiga.
Un día en el camino que cruzaba nuestras almas, surgió una sombra de odio que nos apartó a los dos. Y desde aquel instante mejor fuera morir, ni cerca ni distante podemos ya vivir. Ni cerca ni distante podemos ya vivir.
A la puerta de tu casa, yo no puedo ir más.
pan de qué? A burrito y hasta luego.
Ibrahim Ferrer singing Dos Almas from his posthumous release Mi Sueño. The pianist on that track was Robert Fonseca. He was also one of the producers for the album. Leslie Feist was all the rage in 2005. Her solo CD, Let It Die, was one of the year's best albums, with an inspired mix of jazz, French pop, and indie rock, and Feist's sultry voice. Fans who knew the singer for her work with electro rapper Peaches and the Canadian rock group Broken Social Scene were surprised by her solo sound. Now, 2 years later, fans are about to be surprised again. Leslie Feist is back with her best album yet. It's called The Reminder, and it's another unexpected direction for the artist. Parts of it are slightly experimental with some nice stretches of ambient recordings, and the songs seem to have an otherworldly quality that was absent in her two previous albums. Let's listen to My Moon, My Man. Leslie Feist from her third solo album. It's called The Reminder, and that track was My Moon, My Man. It's one of two singles already out from the CD. The other's called 1, 2, 3, 4. The full album comes out April 23rd. Universal Records didn't give us permission to play the full cut in this podcast, but you can hear the full version streaming on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. When we were putting together our list of the year's best albums last December, NPR music producer Stephen Thompson picked one called Palo Santo by a band named Shearwater. I'd never heard of the group, but I'll listen to anything if someone thinks it's the best of the year. What I heard was almost magical, and I immediately loved it. Shearwater is a 5-piece group from Austin making reflective, artful rock that just soars. The band is fronted by songwriter Jonathan Myberg. He's also an ornithologist or bird scholar, and he gave the group its name. Shearwater is a kind of seabird. Shearwater the Band's album, Palo Santo, was recently picked up by Matador Records and reissued with additional tracks. This song is Red Sea, Black Sea.
In place of the sun.
That was Shearwater. The song was Red Sea, Black Sea from their album Palo Santo. If you already bought Palo Santo when it was first released last year, it's worth buying the reissue. The band re-recorded 5 of the original songs and included a second CD with 8 new tracks, all for the price of 1. The Jacques Lussier Trio is famous for its jazz interpretations of classical music. Led by Lussier's crisply articulated piano, the group has recorded interpretations of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the music of Erik Satie, and Bach's Goldberg Variations. Some diehard classical fans, along with some diehard jazz fans, have dismissed the trio's work as gimmicky. But on their latest CD, Bach the Brandenburgs, the Jacques Lussier Trio offers a truly inspired reworking of the popular Bach concerti that's tasteful and deeply respectful to both genres. In approaching the album, Lussier says he wanted to reduce the music to its essence, rather than elaborating or expanding on it. You'll recognize the melody of this piece, Concerto No. 3 in G Major 3, Allegro. The Jacques Lussier Trio performing Bach's Concerto No. 3 in G Major 3, Allegro, from the Brandenburg Concerti. Lussier has been interpreting the work of Bach for 45 years, recording and performing first as the Playback Trio. Lussier says that putting this latest CD together was a return to his roots. If you spend much time listening to music on the web or downloading podcasts, you might have already come across the work of electronic artist Poddington Bear. Poddington Bear is a bit of a mystery. No one knows his or her real identity, though it's probably a guy since Poddington Bear's website refers to his podcast. Or maybe it's a woman taking on a male bear's persona. Anyway, all that really matters is that Poddington Bear is releasing 3 songs a week every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this year, all for free via podcast. He had a good chunk of material saved up for the project, but he's still committed himself to cranking out more than 100 new songs in the coming months. The production on these homemade recordings is really pretty amazing, very clean. The percussion in particular really pops from the speakers, and the diversity and musical change-ups in each piece are fresh and surprising. This is one of Poddington Bear's more recent tracks. It's called Robot Park. Thank you. The song by Poddington Bear is Robot Park. He says Robot Park is a lovely place in North Portland that very few people know about. It's not on any maps, and there's only one entrance down a winding tree-lined road. You can subscribe to Poddington Bear's podcast through iTunes. You can also get it from his website, poddingtonbear.com. Blonde Redhead has been making melancholy dream pop and rock for nearly 15 years now, and has released more than a half a dozen albums. They've long been a favorite among critics, even if their overall fan base outside of the underground music scene has remained relatively small. We featured Blonde Redhead in a live online concert you can still hear in our archives. That was for their previous CD, Misery is a Butterfly. They've just released a follow-up album called 23. It seems to pick up where Misery left off, with shimmering guitar work, lush production, and singer Kazu Makino's distinctive voice floating high above the rhythms. The song is Dr. Strangelove. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan will be back next week. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Looking I'm not afraid to
Like your music a little country? Listen to KUT's Radio Without Borders podcast for music Austin, Texas style. Available at npr.org/podcasts.